We're in Siman Tafman Beis. Sif Beis, and the Chabar says, Zechena Kilor, so to the Kilor, Vaharitia, the bandage, Vahisplinus, another type of bandage, Vahatrakesh, and also Mesochah Chametz. If you put Chametz on this bandage, which you usually put an ointment on, Matr Lakhim and Pesach, you're allowed to keep it, Shari Nifsa Tursa Chametz, because it's lost its form of Chametz already. Sif Beis, Hapas Atma, Sheib Shavin Nifsalom, Ilacholah Kalav. If you have bread which has become so disgusting, it's been sitting out, it's become so stale, they're moldy, that even a dog wouldn't eat it. The malugma shenisrcha, similarly, eino chayv lavar, you don't have to burn that. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is davka if it became moldy before the time that chametz becomes prohibited, before Pesach. But if it becomes moldy after, it was already prohibited to have that chametz, even if it's no longer fit for a dog to eat, still you'd be chayiv to burn it, because you already became chayiv to burn it before it became moldy. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if it became so gross that a person wouldn't eat it, that's not enough. It has to be that even a dog wouldn't eat it, because even if a person wouldn't eat it, it's still fit to be used to make other things become chametz, and therefore it's not okay until a dog doesn't eat it. Clothing which was laundered with a type of wheat milk, so too papers which were glued together with chametz, any other similar situation, you're allowed to keep those even on Pesach, because it doesn't really have the form of chametz anymore in those situations. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is even if there's still a little bit of mamashas of chametz seen on it, because once it's lost its shape, as the Chazon Ish explains, that the chametz has been nullified because it has actually become part of the clothing or part of the paper, similar to chametz which you set aside to sit on and you put plaster on it, that you're allowed to keep those, as we'll see later on in Siftes, because it's become part of this non-edible object now, so therefore you're allowed to keep it. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds that you shouldn't put these clothing on the table, because sometimes some of the actual chametz will fall off from the clothes and into the food, and you'll eat the chametz. And therefore, you shouldn't put anything on the table which has the potential to have mamashas of chametz fall onto the food, even if that mamashas has been nisbatel, has become nullified because it's become part of this non-edible item, like these clothes or these papers. You shouldn't put it on the table anymore, because there's always a chance that the chametz will fall into the food that you're eating.